New analysis shows ACC is biased against women, Māori and Pacifica. Women are less likely to make claims, more likely to be declined when they do, and receive far less compensation than men. And over the past 5 years, it's actually become harder for women, especially Māori and Pacifica women, to get ACC claims accepted. Critics say it's proof of what they've long accepted, that the ACC system is sexist and racist, and urgent changes are needed. Here's investigative journalist Anusha Bradley with the story.
The inequities are laid out in a series of briefings from ACC to its minister, Carmel Sepuloni, after the corporation analysed 5 years' worth of claims data. It finds women make 4% fewer claims than men, despite accessing health services more often. When they do file a claim, they're more likely to be declined. And over the past 5 years, it has become even harder for them, especially Māori and Pacifica women, to get a claim accepted. It also finds Māori have more severe injuries, but are less likely to be referred for certain treatments, and are more likely to have poor long-term outcomes in non-Māori. Pacifica lodged the fewest claims and had the hardest time getting one accepted. The Green Party's ACC spokesperson, Jan Logie, says the revelations highlight the outdated legislation, originally designed for a male-dominated workforce.
The outcomes are clearly sexist and racist. We know that there's inequitable outcomes, and we can see it in the legislation. Why somebody thought you could get coverage for spraining a muscle on the sports field, but not a birth injury, it's pretty hard to think that there's not some sexism involved in that decision-making process.
Otago University law lecturer Dawn Duncan agrees. A study she published last year found the types of injuries that women are more likely to experience at work are less likely to be covered by ACC. This includes cumulative harm from things such as bullying, stress and caring fatigue, commonly found in female-dominated professions like nursing and teaching. Dr. Duncan says updating some of the tests determining whether a claim is approved would help reduce inequities.
Those cover tests have become narrower and some of them are quite out of date. Some of them reflect medical thinking that's now 50 years old. Some of them have biases about the types of work people perform or who deserves cover and who doesn't deserve cover.
The ACC Minister, Carmel Sepuloni, says the data clearly shows there's a problem and she's looking into possible fixes, but ruling out radical change.
Well, at this stage, it's not an overhaul of the ACC scheme that we're looking at. We're looking at particular demographic groups where they are not accessing ACC supports to the same extent as some others, and where we may be able to make policy changes incrementally to be able to better serve all New Zealanders.
The Minister has asked ACC to take a deeper look into why these inequities are occurring. She says she's also waiting on advice on whether birth injuries could be covered by the scheme in the future.